Did you know that Snoop Dogg has never voted?
Never? Why?
But, well, he explains why. He did an interview with Big Boy this week, and what's interesting is he said the reason why he never voted is because, you know, he's an ex-con. He thought if you did any prison time, you're no longer allowed to vote. That's what he was told. Mm-hmm. So he thought this whole time he has not been allowed to vote. But this year, he is definitely going to vote. Now that he found that he can vote, he's voting in November. Here's what he said.
I ain't never voted a day in my life, but this year I think I'm going to get out and vote because I can't stand to see this punk in office one more year.
Yeah, I just can't believe he's never voted.
For many years, they had me brainwashed thinking that you couldn't vote because you had a criminal record. Right. I didn't know that. My record's been expunged because we got to make a difference. I can't talk about it and not be about it. I can't tell you to do it and then don't go do it. Everybody know I'm a frontliner. I ain't going to tell you to do something that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. If I tell you to do something, I done it already.
Wow, that's hard to believe he's never voted.
Because he was told and he believed that if you had a criminal record, you were not allowed to vote. And now that his record's been expunged, he thinks he's now allowed. He is allowed to vote now, but he was always allowed. Once you get out of prison, you can vote again, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the rules to that. I thought the same thing he did. If you have done time, you can't vote. I know if you're in jail, you can't vote. Yeah, if you do bad things, you can't vote anymore.
No, actually, a lot of states give you your voting rights back once you leave prison. You got to find out if you live in one of those states that once you get out of prison, if you can vote again. I don't know if California is one of those states, but perhaps you could have voted all this time. But the point is, he wants to get, as he said, this punk out of the office.
After you had an album go platinum, I think you can vote again.
It doesn't matter what state you're in.
It doesn't matter what state. As long as you've done a hit record with Dr. Dre, then, yeah, Eminem will be able to vote forever.
Yeah, in California, your voting rights are restored once you're out of prison and once you're done with parole. You can vote again.
Oh, so it doesn't matter what you did. As long as you get out of jail, you're fine.
Right. Whereas here in New York, as soon as you're released from prison, you can vote again.
Oh, so you can do it on parole.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is there any state that once you've done time, you can't vote?
Well, what's interesting, in states like Alabama and Kentucky and Mississippi and Tennessee, some of the more conservative states, your voting rights are restored. It's dependent on the type of conviction you have and the outcome of if you petitioned to the government to be pardoned. So if you were convicted of something that they deem, you know, if you like not, I'm assuming if you murdered somebody in like Iowa or Delaware or any of these states, they're probably not going to give you your voting rights back. But if you petition the government and ask for a pardon, then you can have your voting rights back. So yeah, they're pretty strict in those states.
What about that wacky guy that always tried to kill Ronald Reagan? If he ever got out of jail, would he be able to vote?
No.
No.
So no, he's not getting out of jail ever.
So if you're wacky and you try to kill a president, you're not getting out, or you're not voting.
Yes, serial killers probably don't get out of prison, so you don't. They don't. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about a serial killer voting in November because they're never going to be out of prison.
But what if you're really good in prison and you got, you know, time off for good behavior?
You don't understand. They get life without parole, so that means you're in there for life, even if you're the best. Perfect, even if you do all the right things, you're never getting out. Life without parole means you're going to be, in fact, if you get life without parole,
right,
when you get to prison, they ask you one question: what do we do with the body?
But that's a long time from now. Don't worry about that. Ask me that in 25 years, then we'll discuss that. But what if I work in the kitchen line and I'm putting potatoes on people's plate and I'm a really good citizen? They might
life
let me out. You don't know.
Without parole. Life without parole. You're never getting out. Kind of like this job with you and me. You are stuck with me. Yeah. This is life without parole.
Yeah. When I joined this show again for the 15th time, they said, "What would you like to do with the body?" And I said, just leave it in the chair. Just prop me up behind the mic. Just, you know, you can put strings on my hand. Just whatever. I don't really care.
Full Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, that's right.
I don't care. Just, once I'm gone, do whatever you like.
taxidermy me at the chair with the microphone in front of me, and she won't know the difference. She'll just keep talking anyway.
Yeah, we both had jobs where I know the minute when our bosses go to the wake, they're like, "Ah, he's not really dead. He can still make it in tomorrow."
That's right.
Is he cold yet? He's not really that cold. Get his ass to work.
And your email's already full of things I need you to edit and produce and do for the next day.
That's not even my job.
At the wake, they're just busy texting and emailing you.
Ding, ding.
That's
somebody
right.
Going to get that? Yeah, because you have to put a cell phone in my casket. You have to. Because I have to be able to call you.
How are you going to charge it, though? We got to put some sort of, like, forever charger in there, some sort of remote charger.
Yeah, give me a couple of bricks.
Okay.
So I can put the bricks in there
and
charge my phone. Because I'm not going to need it, but for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Just to know that I'm really, really dead.
Yeah, get you, like, a really good Mophie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a Twix bar and a couple of bricks and my phone, and don't shut off the service for at least 6 months. Leave that on. And
don't worry, I won't. I'm going to need you.
And you better answer your freaking phone if I call. I swear to God, if I'm dead and I'm in the ground and you don't answer your phone when I call it, I'm going to be pissed.
Can you imagine letting it go to voicemail?
And I don't leave voicemails. I never leave voicemails for people. So I'm not going to do it then. I'm just going to slam my phone down on my casket and just go, "Oh, God, I'm going to kill him."
Oh, no. You're not going to be seeing God. You'll be seeing the devil. So you ask him.
Yeah, but you do something.
That's not the way you're going. You're going the other way.
But you better answer your damn phone. That's all I have to say. If I call you, I don't care what time it is, you answer your phone.
Ugh, it's Anthony calling from hell again.
And if he asked me for ice water one more time...